This regular city council meeting for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2015, will now come to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Best? I'm not sure he's there. I'll retry in just a moment. Councilmember Combs?
Here.
Councilmember DeVries?
Here.
Councilmember Irby?
Here.
Councilmember Hansen will not be here this evening. Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Here.
Mayor Johnson?
Here.
There is a quorum. I'm going to try again.
All right, and do we have... Do we have any objection to excusing Councilmember Hansen tonight? We'll excuse Councilmember Hansen, and we'll get to Councilmember Best. Since we do have someone on the phone tonight, all of our votes will be by roll call vote.
Councilmember Best, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, very good. Councilmember Irby, would you lead us in the pledge?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item is the approval of the agenda, which includes the approval of the consent agenda and minutes. This would include the minutes for August 25th, 2015 special meeting, August 25th, 2015 regular meeting, September 8th, 2015 special meeting, September 9th, 2015 special meeting, and the introduction of ordinance number 15-024, adopting a non-code ordinance regarding the acting city manager's pay rate. Do you have a motion to approve the agenda and the consent agenda?
So moved. Second.
We have that made and seconded. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Communications appearance requests. I understand we do not have George Cullum tonight with the golf course. But do we have Ron Fawcett from Valley Residential Services? Welcome. You're on.
Good evening. I am Ron Fawcett, Valley Residential Services, and I'm here with a request. Valley Residential Services is with their development partner pursuing a development on lot C8, which is the lot next door to the MTA Event Center. We are planning an 88-unit multifamily unit there, and we have recently received our preliminary PUD back from the Planning and Zoning Department. To accomplish that development, we need to improve the water and sewer and provide a secondary access to our lot, which is the extension of East Commercial Drive from Chugach Street over west to our development. We're asking the City of Palmer to join with us to help facilitate the cost of that improvement by submitting a community development block grant application in this next round. The application limit is about $850,000. Our preliminary estimates for this improvement is about $844,000 based upon the current design that we have. That may change and be lowered somewhat based upon the fact that we may not have to improve this lot as our primary access, but only as a secondary fire road, which will help lower the cost. Anyway, so our petition is to ask the city of Palmer to administer the grant and join with us as a co-applicant.
And do we have all that information? Is all
yes.
in our packet?
Yes, you have the information about the development there at this time, yes. Any questions?
Yeah, we can ask questions if anyone would like to under communication and appearance requests. Is there anyone that would like to ask any further detail? We have information on this on page 33 of your packet. So, anything else you'd like to add?
Only that the application is. Excuse me. Only that the application is due in Fairbanks at the office by December 4th, and that we have to file a notice of intent that we're going to file an application by October 9th.
All right, does anyone on the council have any other comments or questions? Councilor DeVries.
Thank you. I don't have a question here. I have a question of the administration. Have you looked at the agenda at some time when this could be put on our agendas to for the council's action? Or what does it entail? Does it entail a resolution or an ordinance? Public hearing? What does it entail?
If I might... Madam Mayor,
Mr. Healy.
I don't have a nameplate. I'm Tom Healy, the acting city manager. As I understand it, the Director Garley may have been in touch with you with this, but with this community development block grant program, you have to file a notice of intent. If that is due by October 9th, and it takes
December 4th is
when the application is due, but the notice of intent is. By October 9th, correct?
That's correct.
So if that takes council action, then well, I'm just saying if it takes council action, we may have a scheduling issue there. The next
yeah.
the next meeting is October 13th. I'd suggest I get in touch with them and see what exactly they need. I don't think the council can take action on this evening because it's just an appearance request. But
yeah, I mean, I wanted to come to council and to have some public notice on this situation and some more data. I mean, I see what their plan is, but I don't fully understand what kind of obligation we may have regarding the community grant. And if we do this for them, are there other people that are out there that we could do it for and we're not doing it for or something like that? So I mean, I don't have enough information here, nor do I feel I have public input to be able to decide something like this tonight.
What do we have before the 9th of October?
We do not have a meeting. We do not have a meeting scheduled.
Well, we may have to have a special meeting if we're going to be able to act on it. If it needs to be acted on by council before then, and I guess I'd be willing to do that if I could hear what needs to be done. I really just did not know that we had to take an action. I didn't know. I thought this was just an informational. Meeting, or I mean, you know, notice, Mr. Gabby.
Thank you. Obviously, there's no. Vehicle for taking action on this tonight. And there's also, I think, a substantial amount of information that the council would probably want to acquire before deliberating on whether to agree to this or not. I think you need to look to the grant conditions, what the obligations are, is there a match involved, how does this work, what's the community sentiment, excuse me, with respect to this. and those sorts of things. There is some anecdotal evidence that there might be some citizens involved in a potential appeal of this issue. We haven't seen that at this point, but I think there's a number of dynamics here that really require some further elucidation of the facts.
All right, so I guess what I'll do is I'll just talk to you and the manager and figure out what we need to do, if we need to do to get another meeting or if that's what we need to do. So we'll work on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just going to verify Councilmember Best is on.
Okay.
Councilmember Best, are you on the line?
I am.
Thank you.
So, and we do not have Mr. Collin from the golf course tonight, so that concludes our communications and appearance requests. But we do need to, we'll work on that piece for tomorrow, so we make sure we do something timely if need be. So that brings us City Manager's report. Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've been quite busy in the last few weeks. Kind of coming up to speed on several things, and this is also the time when we're preparing the budget, and so I've been meeting with department heads and finance staff and working through that. We have a lot of that information together. I think we're on schedule as far as our overall budget schedule goes. We're looking at identifying capital projects this week, and we fully intend to have the budget to the council on about the 10th of October, isn't it? 15th of October. So we can look forward to that process. One thing that I have not had time to do, and I just want to let you know, is to get a resolution to the council, and this will happen at the meeting of October 13th, regarding the city's capital project priorities for the legislature. So I just want to let you know that I'll put together a resolution similar to the one we had last year, and we can have some discussion at the meeting of the 13th on to identify what priorities we might want to have in terms of state grant funding. I'll also have a full project report at our next meeting. Just in general information, the most visible project the city's doing now is the water main replacement on Caribou and Auklet. They've finished with all the pipe work and are now kind of reconstructing Auklet. They got the subgrade all done up on Caribou, and we've got to lower that some, so there's a little more work to be done there, but we should be paving Caribou here within 2 or 3 weeks and get that all buttoned up. So that project is moving along. And just various issues I've been dealing with, a lot of them are subjects we've had here involved in council meetings and issues before the council. I will say finally that in terms of the resolution that's up tonight for a public hearing regarding the Senior Citizen Center, it would be my recommendation, and I mention this now kind of out of order because this is before audience participation in the hearing that will occur, but my recommendation on the resolution that's before us, it would be to postpone that indefinitely. I think I've gotten some additional information. We'd certainly welcome people's comments on that, but as far as the action tonight, I think we need to hear folks what they would like to say on it, but the vehicle we found that is the resolution that's in the packet that's before you is not really going to, it's not really the satisfactory vehicle to move forward on this. And we can discuss that later, but I did want to at least let people know that that would be my recommendation. I think we do need to have some discussion on it, though. So unless there are questions about anything, I thank you.
Your Honor, can you tell me where exactly we are with the Copper Road property? Do we have anything in writing between us and the city, and what grants do we have and don't have, and where are we on the applications, please?
Sure. This is one of the things I tracked down coming into this position. Where we are on that, I've been leaving phone messages for Noel Copperwood for a couple weeks now. I think I'll talk to Lee for, anyway, we'll get back with him. What I have found was that the city did not apply in time to the for the land and water conservation funding cycle. That was the $80,000 that was in the budget for basically half the cost of that land acquisition. The city filed a sort of a preliminary application, and they received preliminary approval for that $80,000, but then the full application was not submitted in a timely manner, and so it missed this funding cycle. Also, I found that there was another part of that budget which had to do with a $10,000 grant from the Mat-Su Trails Association, I believe. And I found out the afternoon it was due that that application had not been submitted either. And so I frankly didn't have time to throw together an application. It was like several pages. So that is where that is. And I've been trying to get a hold of Noel to bring him up to date on that. I think it's, personally, I think there's some benefits to having that in public ownership. So I think it's a project we might want to pursue. But it may, if we're looking at the same kind of funding mechanism, we have to go through the whole process all over again.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Anything else?
City Clerk's report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Early voting started yesterday, valley-wide. So if you're going to be out of the city or the borough on October 6th, you can vote tomorrow at the Mat-Su Borough or the Division of Elections, or you can have a ballot mailed to you or even emailed to you. Just contact us, the clerk's office, and we'll help. There is also, we set up a Facebook page called Mat-Su Municipal Election Information to get the word out. And I'm mostly saying all this for Radio Free Palmer to get that word out to everyone to check out that page. And I do appreciate that. We're knee-deep in election stuff in our office, so that's pretty much what we've been doing. But I did want to just say publicly that thank Tom Healy for all that he's done and the very short time that he's been serving as acting city manager. I do appreciate everything that you're doing. That's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, thank you. So for the mayor's report, I wanted to let everyone know that we, our sister city, kids are off back home, heading back to Japan today. They were here for a week, and so that was a enjoyable time for all of us. I met with all the rest of the mayors this week, and we talked mostly about capital priorities and how, when we go to Juneau, if we were going to present our priorities as a group, not necessarily present them as a group, but hopefully we'll be able to tie together somehow. So when we go to Juneau, we present somewhat of a united front with our capital projects. I think that was the main focus of our meeting. And then I also spoke at the dedication for the tower that the Hay Flats, it's at, I think it's mile 30.5 where the bridges are. They built a wildlife viewing stand there, and they gave the Hay Flats, just turned that over to the state of Alaska to be used by all the public. So anyone has a chance to get out there and walk around and walk up to the top of the tower, it's really something. It's beautiful out there. It was a good time of year. And that concludes my mayor's report. Moving on to the attorney, Mr. Attorney.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. No report.
Next up is audience participation. That's a time for anyone that would like to come forward to address the council for up to 3 minutes, 5 minutes if you are representing a group. I just want to let you know that we, for anyone that's here to speak on the public hearing regarding the senior center, we will be addressing, we will have a separate public hearing for that. And we are requesting a postponement. You're welcome to speak to that, but under either, but just if that's what you're here for. Secondly, if you, a number of you want to speak, if you want to pass the clipboard around and just sign in so there's not, so we don't kind of slow things down, that would be good. Anyway, so just sign in, state your name for the record, and make sure that the microphone is turned on so the red light's showing. It's a fine-looking audience tonight. And staff. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of the council. My name is Keith Morberg. I live in Mountain Rose Estates. I'm on the board of directors for that homeowners association. I would like to go on record that we intend to appeal the Planning and Zoning Commission's action on approval of tax parcel C8 for the PUD development. We will meet the time frames of 20 days, and we are proceeding to do that. I would like to make note of Chapter 17-98, Section 015 of the City Code, that there is a stay upon appeal for any action by the council until that appeal has run its course. So you've heard from the previous speaker, the appeal will be filed, and I believe the council needs to stay any action for partial approval of their proposed development. I thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else that would like to come forward to address the council?
My name is Eugene Carl Haberman. I represent myself. Follow the public process. If the public process is done appropriately, the decision made by the governing body is more like in the public interest. First, I'd like to note there was a city council meeting for Wasilla a week ago last Monday, and on the agenda was a public hearing on the election. And they had only one person to testify, myself. I had asked them to do two public hearings. But I should note that they changed election law less than 7 days before an election. I find that incredible. It's not the way to connect with the public, especially on an election. And as I said previously, two most important decisions facing a governing body is the certification of the election and the budget. And obviously, the city council was still, and the mayor doesn't seem to connect with the public too well. I also would like to remind members here and also point out concern. There is a joint meeting that you're having with other cities of Houston and Wasilla with the borough, joint meeting with assembly, I believe it's dated October 29th, it's known in the Menard Center. I'm deeply concerned that the meeting is being held in Menard Center. I find it totally inappropriate based on what I witnessed at two meetings. One was held by two U.S. Senate senators, and the other one was a meeting that dealt with where's the money that was put on by our governor and so forth. The place is packed. It's not healthy. They violate, no question, accessibility to handicap. People who were standing couldn't even get to a microphone. We have the borough assembly chambers. They've done a good, wise investment, I believe, and provided a good room where people can comfortably be at. And I encourage that you all not have the meeting there, speak out, and move it, and there's enough time to do that with a proper notification, and I'm telling you in September for an October 29th meeting. And then I would also like to point out before you go into hearings to remind you that I am concerned, and City of Houston has been compliant, they've changed their ways, and also the Planning Commission last night for the borough is correcting their ways, is that when the chair announces a closed public hearing, before closing public hearing, the chair says these words: is there any objection from any members of closing public hearing? And Wasilla still does not comply. The mayor and borough assembly still does not comply. And the idea is that there are members of the council and the chair should not usurp the power of the council So I strongly urge you, when you conduct your public hearing shortly, that you follow that procedure. Thank you very much. Oh, please correct the minutes. My name is Eugene Carl Haberman, and you left out the Carl. Okay. Thank you very much.
Anyone else who would like to speak to the council? Seeing no one additional come forward, public hearing is now closed. Excuse me, that wasn't a public hearing, that was an audience participation, just to get that correct. So now that brings us to the public hearings. For resolution number 15-001001F, amending 2015 City of Palmer budget for fiscal year ending December 31, 2015, as noted in item 15-042. The public hearing is now open. Anyone wishing to come forward to speak to resolution 15-001F, please come forward at this time.
Next one. I'll be brief. My name is Eugene Carl Haberman. I represent myself. Follow the public process. The public process done appropriately. Decision made by the governing body is more like in public interest. One, I'd like to thank the body for holding two public hearings on this item. Thank you very much. That's, I believe, more engaging the public before you decide on this such a matter. Number two is, again, I remind you, I think we still have a problem with on the covering sheets. And this one, the attorney has some odd initials I can't read. And these should be signatures, and please correct that. You can't do that, I believe, in court. The judge would require a signature. Otherwise, I think they would just say, we can't accept this because we don't know where it's coming from. Something like that, I believe the judge would probably say. And then that's basically it. But a side note is I'd just like to note to all these people here, I guess many of them are not here for the budget thing, but I would also encourage them to be involved in such an important issue. You've got the amendments and the hearing for the budget is in the near future of the overall annual thing, and previous situations have occurred where there's just me and you basically and staff, and it feels very lonely, but I'm glad so many people are here, but I guess they don't want to talk on budget, and that to me, that is one of the top two decisions you all have to make next to certification. And thank you very much.
Anyone else who would like to come forward to speak to resolution number 15-001F? Seeing no one additional come forward, public hearing number 2 of 2 is now closed. And we need a motion to approve resolution number 15-001F. Do we have that motion?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion made and seconded. Discussion, request for staff report. I know we did have some discussion, I believe, last time. If we have no request for discussion, then we will ask for the clerk to call the roll for roll call vote.
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
This brings us next to resolution, and that motion passed unanimously for resolution to approve 15-001F. That brings us now to the public hearing for resolution number 15-018, releasing the public purpose covenant embedded in the deed transferring property to the Matanuska Sioux Center Senior, recorded in the Palmer Recording District, book 51 at page 200, as noted in IM 15-049. So we wanted to go ahead and leave this on the agenda for anyone who would like to come forward to speak to it. Speak to this resolution, but we did have a so we'll go ahead and have the public hearing, and then if we have a request to postpone, we can do that after the public hearing.
Thank you, Mayor Johnson.
Welcome.
My name is Rachel Greenberg. I'm Deputy Director for Matsu Senior Services, and I would agree that we should postpone indefinitely this resolution. The way it is right now, we cannot support it due to a variety of different reasons. I recommend that we work with the city to bring a resolution forward on the October 13th meeting.
Very good, thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor and council members, as you well know, on this development, there's a lot of moving parts to it. And one of them that is very critical is the time sensitive. We've been working with the hospital almost a year on this process, and our hopes tonight was to get a resolution passed. On the back, behind the scenes, we've got all our third-party agreements between all parties. And our intent was tomorrow was to make offers to both the senior center and to the Salvation Army. And I'm talking with my partners with GL Properties, what our intent tomorrow will be is to change that third party just that so that we can get that process going. Those documents have to go down to Long Beach to the Salvation Army, and they have to be reviewed by the seniors' attorneys. So what we're going to do is change that to have a caveat that the deal is pending the resolution that we change that and take the restriction off. Because at that point, if we can't get it through, then it's a done project. So it's dead. Thank you for your time.
Mr. Getty.
Yeah. Madam Mayor, Council, thank you. Mr. Strachan, has the Salvation, I'm sorry, have the seniors agreed to sell the building?
We've not made an offer to them because we were waiting to get the resolution. If we couldn't get the resolution changed, there was no reason to make that offer. So behind the scenes, since the last council meeting, we've went ahead and engaged our attorneys to come up with a third-party agreement so that if it did pass tonight, we were prepared to make offers tomorrow. And since we can't, what we're going to do is just, like I said, modify that to say that we will make these offers pending the resolution passes on the 13th. And that way, at least we can get 2 weeks in there for scheduling. We've done Gantt charts up to show that we need all the time right now to get all the way up through winter and to start construction in the spring. So, like I said, it is time sensitive, and we have been working on this for quite some time. So,
yeah, Madam Mayor, one other question for Mr. Strachan, if I may. And maybe this is, you don't have an answer to this, but what's your sense as far as the seniors selling that building? Has this been to their board or?
I believe their board has discussed the process of disposing of it, and I know that their original intent was to lease, but we have not made a formal offer to them. We are prepared to do that. We've ordered appraisals. The appraisals are back both on the Senior Center and the Salvation Army property. We are prepared to make an offer, but we didn't want to do it when we found out about the deed restriction.
On your timing, I'm sorry.
No, Mr. Getty.
On your timing, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, Richard.
No stories.
Have you accounted for negotiating with the seniors and bringing something to their board for board approval?
We have, but what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and present them with something so they can start that so that as we move forward, at least everybody's on the same page. So.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, and maybe Ms. Greenberg has some information as well about the seniors' process with regard to the negotiations with Mr. Strachan, JL, and others, however that's operated.
So as Mr. Strachan noted, we have not received a proposal, and so our board has not had the opportunity to have the discussion yet. Because we had nothing to present to our board at this point in time. We have had some verbal discussion because we have had some verbal conversations, but at this point, since there has been no proposal, nothing has been presented to our board.
Madam Mayor, if I may.
Yes, again.
Ms. Greenberg, what's your sense as to your board's reaction to the proposal? In favor, opposed, what's your thinking?
I really can't speak for our board at this point in time.
Madam Mayor, City Council members, my name is David Germer. I work for JL Properties, who's working with Mr. Strachan to develop the Palmer Clinic. As you might recall from my prior testimony, JL Properties is the largest property development and management company in the state. Critical to the development of a medical clinic is gaining this council's consent to allow the transfer of the Senior Center property to the Salvation Army without any restrictions. We ask that a resolution be drafted at your next meeting that would allow for such a transfer to occur. Through such a resolution, really four things happen. First of all, the repurpose of an old, now vacant senior center building for use by the Salvation Army would provide funds to the senior center folks to be used for furtherance of its public purposes and ensure an adequate housing for elderly residents or senior residents. It would put a parcel on the city's tax rolls that hasn't been on those rolls in the past, the Salvation Army parcel. And it would provide downtown Palmer with a much needed medical clinic. Now, just by the way of background, the building was purchased by the city with state grants in 1981. I'm sure most of you are aware of the history as it pertains to this, but on March 29th in 2012, the Commissioner of Commerce and Community and Economic Development stated in a letter to the Palmer City Manager that the public purposes conditions of this grant have been met. The building has been used from 1981 to 2012 for public purposes, and the state determined that the public purpose had been served. Then the city conveyed the property to the Senior Services, a nonprofit. The conveyance had a string attached that required the senior center to obtain the city's consent if it were to lease the building at less than fair market value or sell it at any price. The proposed buyer of the building, the Salvation Army, doesn't want to purchase the building with restrictions that relate back to a 1981 grant and a 2000 transfer to the senior services. For this reason, we're asking the city's approval to transfer and remove the deed restriction. As noted in the manager's words, permanently postponed resolution, because the senior center is a nonprofit, the restriction can be removed for less than fair market value or without any compensation whatsoever. This makes sense because the senior center is a nonprofit. It must use any of the proceeds that it receives from the sale of the property for public purposes that it serves. Asking the senior center to pay for the city for removal of the deed restriction takes away the funds away from the senior center's ability to serve its public purpose. And that doesn't seem to make too much sense. Unfortunately, the building's now sitting vacant. The city gains through the removal of the restrictions by the Salvation Army be able to provide additional services to the community, and the seniors will be able to construct more housing through the sale. I would submit that the public purpose benefit to the city through the release of the covenant far exceeds any loss to the city by removing a deed restriction that ensures the building will no longer be vacant. I respectfully request that you don't jeopardize this development and remove a deed restriction on a building that currently sits vacant. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, a couple of questions for Mr. Germer.
Okay, we'll go ahead. Normally we don't do that this is public hearing. We can go ahead and do this under public hearing. Mr. Germer, go ahead.
That's Mr. Yeti.
Mr. Germer.
you mentioned that the Salvation Army would be taxable, but wouldn't they get a charitable exemption as a nonprofit for that building?
The Salvation Army would. The property here, which was previously not taxed, indeed would, with a clinic on it, would be a taxable property that doesn't exist today, but will if the clinic's built on it.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, I mean, it might be confusing.
The other point was you mentioned the letter from Deputy Commissioner Ruby, I think it was, in 2012 on the public purpose being met by the use of the building since 1981 by the seniors. And the state did make that determination, but there's another important point to consider just for the record, and that is that the building and the attributes associated with it in the deed have a separate public purpose attribute as a city asset. And when it was transferred to the seniors, that was one of the points of discussion which was worked out between the parties. And that's the idea of the public purpose covenant too. So even though the state, because we talked to the state quite extensively about the release of the public purpose, when is the public purpose met, there's no guidance anywhere for that on the state side, except the court opinions. But that building became an asset of the city, and the city has public purpose requirements as a public entity using public money as well. So there's the state, and then there's the city. So I just wanted to make that clear.
And my understanding is that the city's determination falls solely at the discretion of the council. Is that correct?
Madam Mayor? I think that when you look to the jurisprudence related to the public purpose, there's a number of factors to evaluate whether or not that's been met. If you look at the resolution and some of the whereas clauses and the resolution sections, there are some factors that are presented for the council's discretion to make that determination as to whether or not the public purpose has been met. And a lot of that public purpose having been met for the release of the covenant probably is contingent upon the development that's been proposed going forward. And so that's the question that really is important to ask. And I know Mr. Striken noted there's some timing issues and things like that, but there's not a deal on the table for the seniors at this point to sell the building. And I think that's a real critical piece to the whole program.
Thank you. Anyone else that would like to come forward to address the council?
Madam Mayor and council members, my name is Rob Grogan. I represent Mattsu Regional Hospital. And I just kind of wanted to iterate, you know, the timeliness of this. Much like the senior center, you know, the hospital is governed by a nonprofit board as well, the Mattsu Health Foundation. And in order to seek approval for the lease agreement that will, you know, the medical office building will be tied to, you know, I need some type of tangible property to present to them. So right now I have a good deal of support, but we've been at this for about a year, so I can't guarantee that will always be the case. So I think there is a matter of timeliness here as well, at least on my part.
Madam Mayor, question for Mr. Grogan, is it?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Grogan, you have a board as well that needs some tangible information to make an informed decision.
Correct. Could
you agree that the city council would need that as well?
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else who would like to come forward to address the council?
Hi, I'm Jeff Josephson with the Salvation Army.
I'm Jeff Josephson with the Salvation Army. And, you know, I've been to a few of these meetings now, and in spite of our involvement in this change, as a citizen of Palmer, I don't understand the hesitation. I really don't, because the benefits to the community are just huge. And so the hesitation is the thing that it just doesn't make any sense at this point in time. Everybody wants to do the best for Palmer, and we're really trying to do that. So,
anyone else who would like to come forward to address the council? All right, seeing no one additional come forward, this public hearing is now closed.
Your Honor, can I have a point of order, please? Can the clerk define to me what the difference is to postpone indefinitely? And then I heard October 13th, so wouldn't that be to postpone to a time certain? So what is the correct parliamentary procedure?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. To postpone indefinitely effectively kills the resolution. Also, tabling does the same thing. What I understand and what was suggested would be to postpone indefinitely this resolution and a new resolution come before the body on October 13th.
Your Honor, may I have to do a follow-up?
Councilmember Reese.
Would that then, that would be like the introduction of the new resolution, and then there would need to be a public hearing at that at some other time? Or that would be set for a public hearing on the October 13th?
Resolutions do not require a public hearing. The only ones that do are our budget resolutions. No others require it. I happen to put this on as a public hearing because it is of value to the public. It only requires one reading. It would be set for a public hearing as well. It does not need to, but there is no harm in doing it to
get set it for a public hearing.
Set it for one public hearing
on October 13th then.
Yes.
So it wouldn't require the two that we've done so far then. Is that what you're saying?
May I answer? The public hearing, there's only been one public hearing on this resolution. That's tonight. The other public hearing that has two of two is a budget one. So that's a different type. It would be a public hearing with the intention of council action on the October 13th agenda.
Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Best.
The question that I have is Mr. Striken and JL had mentioned that they were potentially going to have a preliminary rollout to the seniors with some offers that would be contingent on us passing the resolution at our next meeting.
Oh, okay, hang on just a second. I have to converse with the clerk on something. Councilor Best, can you hold that thought? We really need to have a motion before us, then we can start into the council
Certainly.
Discussion. So do we want to make a motion to postpone or? Madam Clerk.
The motion will be to adopt even if you end up just
doing a postpone or two.
Right.
Okay, so do we have a motion?
I'll move to adopt.
Second.
Made and seconded. Okay, now we're ready for some discussion. Councilmember Vest, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. With this information potentially going to be discussed between the parties and offers potentially to be made, is that something that would be able to be reported back to us when we go into having our meeting on the 13th? Would we be able to get any feedback from Mr. Striken?
Perhaps.
Thank you.
He probably didn't hear that those were Mr. Striken's words.
Yes, those were Mr. Striken's response was perhaps.
I don't know how long it's going to take with Salvation Army. We didn't want to delay another 2 weeks and then present something to them now so they can start reviewing the process. So.
Could you hear that, Councilor Best?
I could not.
He and I'm going to paraphrase. Just tell me. Basically, they're probably going to present something, and there will be some review and discussion, and they don't know entirely what the response will be or if it'll be back by then.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Councilor Kerrigan.
I guess I wanted to go ahead and view at least my opinion. I'm only one of the council, but as far as the ingredients of this thing, I'm not concerned or worried about collecting $50,000. But I'm also not interested in removing the restriction for the senior center. At least the way this has been presented, it's a three-way juggling match. And so to me, the restriction would be removed for the Salvation Army. Now, how that happens, but that's just my opinion. One thing's been presented, and that's the thing I'm focused on, and that's how I would look at trying to do it.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman Combs.
Thank you.
To say that I'm disappointed is, you know, doesn't even really begin to describe it. I really felt that we had had this discussion and that the direction was to come to the council with a resolution that was going to relieve the senior center of, you know, this restriction. To me, it was very simple. It was very straightforward. The way it's been presented to me is that once the resolution got done, and it was already in the, you know, in the works and in the packet, then some more thinking was thought about it. And I even sat down and numbered every paragraph and went, gee, if we took out this one and this one and this one and this one, could we do it? You know, rather than have this go on any further. So I have no idea what that was. I mean, it's at this juncture, it's not so much for me. It's not so much who says what to what offer in the next few days. It, you know, this, as far as I was coming here this evening believing that this was going to be a settled deal. So what I would like to see is for us to come up with the clearest, shortest way to get this put to rest. I have to agree with several of the principals in this. This is a win-win-win-win for the city of Palmer. And it's nice to see all your faces out there. Sometimes we come to these meetings and there's nobody to even wave at. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, we don't need to be doing this just so that you're here to tell us again, you know, what you would really like to be doing to keep, you know, our downtown vigorous and vibrant. And I heard a phrase recently I really, really liked, that all roads lead to Palmer. I believe that, you know, so let's keep working on that. But so what I would like to know is, what can we do to make sure, and unfortunately it's another delay, and I don't like that becoming a mantra either about the city of Palmer, you know, that, geez, things take forever or maybe even that they're difficult to work with, and we all know that we don't try to do that at all. So in the interest of, and unless I'm totally wrong, when I left here after we discussed this the last time, the consensus was we wanted this restriction removed. So this project, which thank you very much to the citizens of our wonderful city who love the city, have put together themselves, that they could go forward. So what is the shortest way, quickest way, legal way, that we can do this and we can move on to the next project? That's where I'm at.
Councilmember DeVries.
Thank you, Your Honor. Madam Clerk, would you change the clock so we know what time it is, please? Thank you. My question is, where did the $50,000 come to put into the resolution? I don't remember that being discussed at all. Is that an administration decision to come before us? And Mr. Healy, while you're answering that, you said that you thought there was another vehicle that we should be using and not this resolution. Did you mean this resolution, or that we couldn't do it by resolution? Thank you.
Mr. Healy.
To answer your second question, I meant by not in reference to passing a resolution as another vehicle. That is something other than a resolution. I think the resolution is the way to go.
Okay, the resolution isn't the vehicle.
Because code provides that by resolution, the city, that's how the city disposes of interest it has in property. So the resolution is appropriate.
Okay.
Your other question had to do with the
$50,000.
Yes. Well, if I could just give a general summary here, when, you know, we were for the past two meetings or so, we and our staff, as the council has been, have had this arrangement put before us, where with all the moving pieces and everything else. So when we looked at the resolution, it was. The path we took was to address all those parts of the deal. Part of this too is that the going back to the time what 3 years ago or so when there was discussion, when the city deeded the property to the seniors. This covenant that is the subject of so much discussion was placed on the property.
Right.
And so in preparing this resolution, I guess the staff, the suggestion was that they recognize some value in that. What that value is, we don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to hide anything here, but, and so it's probably not $50,000. What is it? It has some value, but we put that amount in there. There was also not a precedent, but a previous incident in 2003, if I could indulge you with this. Some of you may remember when Valley Hospital was going to move to the Matsu Regional, the property that the old hospital sat on, Denneke Park Lot 1, had a covenant on that property that restricted its use for a public purpose. And so the hospital came to the city and asked that covenant be removed. I've gone back and I read the minutes of that meeting, however, the minutes actually say that the manager, who happened to be me at the time, explained how this value was determined, because the value that the city put to the Valley Hospital at the time was $120,000, and they paid it, and we removed the covenant. So there was that. It's not a precedent, but it's a previous event involving very similar circumstances. So I guess a long way of answering the question is we're thinking of, okay, there is some value here based on that, and so what is that? It could be valued either way. I think one of the advantages, perhaps, in doing another resolution is to maybe get off that, because a lot of people got high-centered over that dollar figure, and is maybe to find another way to recognize that value. I'm sorry for rattling on, but that's basically the rationale there. If I could, just... the reason this resolution has everything in there, it has to deal with the hospital and the Salvation Army and the Palmer Clinic LLC, is that this was what was presented to everybody, so we thought we had to wrap the whole thing up in that resolution. I think another way to look at this is to say that, is it any of the city's business? Our covenant is on that property. Our business is with the seniors. The Matsu seniors. It's not necessarily with whatever arrangements they may get into, that explains why all the pieces were trying to get into that resolution, simply because we were trying to address everyone's proposal. So, sorry for rattling on so long, but that may give you some background.
Yeah, John, if I could just make a comment, isn't it interesting now the Valley Hospital is a public use, right, because it's a state office building. So thank you, Valley Hospital, for $120,000.
Yes, again.
One follow-up. One point that I think is important, and I think Mr. Healy noted it, and that is the arrangement for the deed and the release of the deed is with the seniors. And, you know, this is all connected to that. And when you sort of parse through the resolution, the last couple of whereas clauses and the resolutions clauses address how the public purpose is met through the entire project going forward. But the key to all this is the seniors wanting to do that project and participating. If they don't participate, I think that there's some issues with the release of the public purpose, at least arguably. And so I think that's really important to see what the seniors are going to do with respect to their arrangement. And it will not be with the city. It will be with Mr. Strykin, Mr. Germer, the hospital. But their arrangement would be for that building and the remainder of the project. And I think that's important for the city to understand. And the development folks talked about, well, we'll make a contingent offer on release of the covenant. Well, you know, that works for the city too. Maybe they release the covenant based on the project going forward as anticipated. And so there's some questions there, because you do have an obligation to the public that this is a public purpose provision. And there was a lot of discussion about this to get to this point and to get that building to the seniors, and they agreed to that. Now, that doesn't mean it can't be changed, but I think that it's important to look at the totality of the facts associated with the transactions, the myriad transactions that are associated with this proposed development.
Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Best.
I have grown weary of having the conversation about this property. You know, this property originally was granted with the public purpose intent many years back. We've seen some legal information coming back saying that the intent of the public purpose has been met. Our attorney also explains that there's a little bit more broader understanding that needs to be had. The City of Palmer and the council have done due diligence and spent a lot of public funds. And I would guess that the public purpose value of this property has well been exceeded. And I believe that us removing of these covenances for the senior center, not withholding any other transactions, but just to the senior center, we can make argument, if need be, that we have exhausted the public purpose monetarily, emotionally, and with time. I'm ready to move forward. I hope that this project goes through. I think all entities have, including the city council and the attorneys and everybody involved, has the best interest in mind for the City of Palmer. So I look forward to a clean resolution coming before us with just the information for the seniors and how that we have completed our duties as we see fit. Thank you.
Your Honor.
Councilmember DeReese.
Thank you. I'd like to ask the clerk a question. Would it be possible to have a special meeting a week from tonight? I know we can't have it on the 6th of October because you're going to be busy on election night, but we don't have a meeting scheduled. Do you, and you get that advertised correctly, and can we get a clean resolution? And I don't know if the rest of council members would be available, so we would have a quorum for that or not.
How about we, let's go ahead and just, I'm going to ask for a 10-minute break here, and we can work some of that out.
Richard, would you like me to call back, or would you like to be on hold? I mean, yeah, be on hold.
I'm going to hold.
Okay.
We're talking about the 29th. Pretty close. Yeah, no, we're talking about the 29th. Oh,
you're talking about the 29th. Yeah. That'd be week from tonight. And that's the fifth. And there's an early, there's a special one. There's a special one that's early as well.
Let me see if someone pull up to see if there was a real meeting and what time it is.
I think there's one more. And it sits on.
I know it's going to be a really good time.
It's weird.
It would just be one item on the agenda.
Oh, she's got to have those questions.
We at least have to have the title of the resolution, right? We have to have different numbers.
Package and all that information.
Well, not, but we're talking advertising. We need to go there. This is a staff thing.
Staff meeting?
Which doesn't have to be advertised.
We just got demoted here.
I don't know. I just, it just, you know, that's another 3 weeks. You know, that's my. Right, we really don't, 6 weeks, I think. One of the most, one letter for those seniors, I think, is 24 in August. I think that was the first or second meeting. So it's been a month or 6 weeks that we've known about. Is that resolution workable at all? That we could take and delete a bunch of stuff out of it tonight and pass it?
I wouldn't recommend that. We could do that.
It's 8 o'clock and we only have like two more items on the agenda and we'll be out between you could or.
She's got turrets.
Good table. Do the other items come back to it?
To the end of the meeting.
To the end of the meeting.
Just to the end of the meeting. Take care of business and then try to meet up.
Yes, Mike.
Depends on how clear the direction is. If the council likes, okay, we want the condo, we can do it. To me, it's always been presented as this three-way. To me, that one, I like the last two. And then just continue on.
Thank you.
So we're in the middle of the discussion on the public hearing for resolution number, well, not public hearing, but for the motion that was made to approve resolution number 15-018. And we were discussing bringing back a new resolution and potentially postponing this indefinitely. We've heard from a number of the council members saying that they just would like to see this somehow fixed, some kind of solution to this. One of the things as a city and as a representative of the public, I believe that we have a responsibility to the public to serve their interests and to make sure the public funds are used appropriately. So, but in hearing what the manager had said about the amount, the percentage that was used to remove the public purpose covenant on the hospital, if we took that same amount and applied it to the senior center, we're looking at a number of about $5,000. I think we could probably justify that fairly easily. Is that correct? I'm not sure exactly what the number is. I'd have to go do the numbers. But there's other considerations as far as whether the property is going to be used for a public purpose in perpetuity and so on and so forth. So I would like to propose that we postpone the current resolution and definitely bring it back as needed on a special meeting. Madam Clerk, do we determine we could have a special meeting or if we needed to have the special meeting?
We can have one. So postponing indefinitely would kill this and it'd be a new resolution coming back.
Okay, so I mean, we need to confer with all parties and find out what the timeliness of that is and whether we need to bring that back in, within a week, or if we have to rush on that, or if we can, if, you know, however that might be. But something has to work between the Senior Center and the Salvation Army and all parties involved. Obviously, we're working on something here about Senior Center property, so that's the people that are in ownership and the people that we need to be dealing with. But, and I think that there's some other public purpose items that the attorney needs to look through and make sure is in the resolution, and that's why we need to bring back a new resolution with these new items in it. So I propose, or I would like to make a motion that we bring this back. I would like to make a motion that we postpone the items, the resolution we have before us indefinitely.
Was there a second?
Yes. Made and seconded. Discussion? Or Madam Clerk, would you call the roll?
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I would like to have brought back to us at a meeting to be determined to the convenience and necessity of the parties involved and at the proper timing, according to how the clerk needs to do the public notice, a resolution that can facilitate a reasonable example of the what we need to do to fulfill our public purpose requirement, and also to you know, and however that might look for the attorney, and in accordance with the Senior Center and Salvation Army and the I guess those are the main two players, really, because those are the people with the public purpose they're our public entities, I guess, or nonprofit entities that would be in this kind of a discussion. So I'll leave it at that.
So the only meeting date that would be available before the October 13th regular meeting is next Tuesday, the 29th. I don't know if all of those pieces can fall into place before then. I think I'm looking at the manager. And if there's a quorum for that evening.
So it would be which date?
Next Tuesday, the 29th.
Next Tuesday, the 29th. Mr. Manager.
Through the mayor, the clerk, so you would need, we could have a title for that resolution. When would you need the resolution? I think we can bend the best efforts to get that drafted up and available as soon as we can.
It would be Thursday.
All right, very good. Does anyone know if they'll be here for the meeting of, what is it,
September 29th.
September 29th. Is anyone that?
What time?
It will be a special meeting, right? 6 o'clock. Okay. It looks like we have a quorum.
Great. Thank you.
Madam Mayor?
Councilmember Best.
May we discuss kind of the direction that you were giving on that item?
Certainly.
I think that what we had before us tonight had all the parties involved, and I think that was part of the problem. What I'd like to see, in my opinion, is just a resolution between the Mat-Su Senior Center and the City of Palmer. If we start into adding the Salvation Army, we end up with the document that we have before us. And so I'm not interested in any resolution other than one between the Mat-Su Senior Center and the City of Palmer. I'm also not a fan of having a monetary value added into for compensation, because that original discussion point with the hospital, that was all one inclusive negotiation. We have had a negotiation with the senior center, added the covenances, and then later, now we're talking about a monetary settlement on it. And I think that's a little disingenuous from the City of Palmer. Thank you.
Madam Mayor.
I just want to say something in response to that. I think to say disingenuous is a little bit strong, and I think maybe that when you talk about the public purpose, there's some more discussion and to be had on that, and I guess I would defer to the attorney on what that looks like. And so I guess I just have to disagree with your choice of words. And I don't think it's disingenuous. I think it's something that does have a value, and it's shown as precedent before as had value. So, I mean, we're talking about a very minimal amount, and it's what we've done before. And I think we can make a case for the fact that that would be reasonable. Councilmember Collins.
Thank you. I have to agree with the premise that Councilmember Best had. I think where this particular resolution went astray from what was discussed when we determined that we were going to come, we wanted a resolution brought back to us, was when it started adding in all the entities. It's not that we're not all aware of all the entities. They're not necessary, in my opinion, to be a part of this resolution. The resolution should be addressing what I would like to see brought back is the resolution should address the relationship between the City of Palmer and the Mat-Su Senior Services and us releasing them from any necessity of, doing anything with the public use covenant. That was discussed at length, in my opinion, prior to this, and the bottom line was the consensus was that that just needed to go. That's what I'm looking for. I think instead of what we've got here, you know, it could be a one-pager practically, just doing that. Of course, I defer, to the attorney if there's, and the clerk if there's some sort of wording or some sort of legal aspect that I'm not aware of. But I think we need to keep this simple and get it finished. Thank you.
Your Honor.
Councilmember DeVries.
Thank you. Can I ask?
I guess we postponed. And, we voted to postpone, right? And I've made a request to bring it back to council, bring back to council as stated, and then.
And you're discussing what you've requested.
Yeah. Okay. So we're just going to go ahead and discuss, I guess, what I've requested to have brought back.
Okay. Your Honor, I was just going to ask Councilman Best if his statement was a motion, primary amendment motion to what the mayor's requested to have brought back.
Well, I think the mayor has indulged us to have a conversation about what the body would like to have brought back, and I appreciate that, Madam Mayor. So it's not truly a motion. It's merely my opinion, and I think this is the opportunity for all of us to clearly state what it is that we hope to see back and the administration to take that direction from the body and move forward. Thank you.
I guess what I would like to speaking of indulgence of the council, is to in understanding that the attorney has all the pieces that he has to have to write this resolution, and I believe one thing we know with our attorney that his goal is to do what the body wants to do, that if we would show that we have faith in him to bring that back to us, how he would believes it needs to be written. And I mean, I'll be happy to, you know, whatever leeway he needs to have to talk to the manager or whomever. I have a lot of faith in how the attorney will bring us back.
Madam Mayor.
Mr. Gedney.
Members of the council, maybe to move this along, the manager and I have heard what the council is interested in. We'll take a look at that. There may be some additional components of that, as Councilmember Combs has noted. But it does come back to the council in their discretion. You can amend things on the floor if you don't like it as well. So we'll do our best to bring back something that that works for you. But there are legal considerations that we will provide those to you.
Okay, Your Honor. I'd just like to go on record that I'm not interested in the financial payment. And so I guess I don't want a week from tonight to come and sit at this table and have a resolution and have the administration say, we wrote this resolution for you, but we don't like it, so we're going to take it back. I do not want that to happen again a week from tonight.
Well, I'm adding the financial component of $5,000, so that's mine. I don't think that's the administration's piece to that. No further comments? I'm going to move along. And that completes the public hearing, moves us on to action memorandum. Is there a motion to authorize action memorandum 15-085 to authorize city manager to negotiate and execute a one-year contract for fire dispatch services with the city of Houston?
So moved.
Is there a second? Okay, made and seconded. Is there discussion or does anyone wish to receive a staff report? Madam Clerk, please call the roll for a roll call vote.
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeReese?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Is there a motion to authorize action? And that was passed unanimously. Is there a motion to authorize action memorandum 15-088? Authorize city manager to negotiate and execute a three-year contract with First National Bank of Alaska to provide banking services. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion or request for staff report? Madam Clerk, please call the roll for a roll call vote.
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeReese?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
This brings us to new business. Do we have a motion to adopt resolution number 15-021, accepting and appropriating a grant offer from the Federal Aviation Administration in the amount of $251,000 to perform phase two of the master plan to include an aeronautical survey at the Palmer Municipal Airport?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion and request for staff report. Seeing and hearing.
Madam Mayor.
Ms. Reilly.
In order, the resolution needs to authorize me to sign the grant agreement, and so I would suggest an amendment, which would add to the now therefore be it resolved paragraph. It would add these words. And to authorize Acting City Manager Tom Healy to execute the grant.
So moved.
Second.
Because I don't want to be the one that executes that grant. All right, Madam Clerk, would you, I believe that would be primary amendment number one. Will you please call roll on the primary amendment number one?
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Holmes?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Erby?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Now that brings us back to the main motion as amended. We have a motion to adopt as amended. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll for a roll call vote?
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Holmes?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Erby?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Madam Clerk, record of items placed on the table.
No items this evening. Thank you.
That brings us to audience participation. Time for anyone that would like to come forward to address the council for up to 3 minutes. 5 minutes if you are representing a group. Audience participation is now open. We have you, Eugene. And you're not just anybody.
On the 29th, welcome. I'm not going to be here. My name is Eugene Carl Hibman. I represent myself. I follow the public process. If the public process is done appropriately, then the decision made by the governing body is more like in the public interest. My comments are concerning, you can probably guess what I'm going to be saying. I don't know if you want to guess, you know, I might as well leave because you know what I'm going to be concerned about. How long has it been since Labor Day last year? Conflicting meetings between city council meetings and borough assembly meetings. Remember that memo? I saw something significantly different you had at this meeting, and it stood out. It's not required to have a public hearing for a resolution, as the clerk noted, but it was a public interest, and please correct me if I'm wrong, then that you had it moved to public hearing. Now, I'm not questioning that I have a public hearing on these resolutions, but why single out one? And I believe they all should have had. And respect, when you're creating a way you're holding public hearings, you got a catch-22 that's occurred. A normal public hearing is introduce it first, and then you hold public meeting at a later date, public hearing at a later date. But the way you've done this resolution, you basically create a situation of fast-tracking. You're getting closer, pardon me when I say it, the way Anchorage Assembly does their meetings with S1 versions, S2 versions, S3 versions, you know, at the meeting, the date, night day of the meeting, and that's where you're walking to. And what I've seen here is in reference to the item today that you moved and postponed it definitely and moved to a date of the following Tuesday. How is the public supposed to be engaged with the information, whatever it is? It could be one page, two pages. This is fast track at the way is what I would expect Anchorage go in that direction. And please don't go that direction. Go the way of engaging the public more appropriately. And then I didn't hear anywhere where this was a time-sensitive situation that you had to have a meeting so fast to bring it as a special meeting. You know, I look at special meetings as you have an earthquake. We got to get on it, emergency situation, and have a meeting. Those are special meetings. So why couldn't this be as a regular meeting? What is the urgency? I didn't hear anyone indicate a date situation that required that you had to go right to it and do this situation, and that's wrong. And I urge you to do a motion of reconsideration on that because engage the public. And I also would stress this. I know the famous line is, we were here first before the borough on these meeting things. I couldn't help forget that quote. But the fact is, you're part of the area. You're a significant part of the area. And when it has reports from the cities, when you have this conflict, principal parties of the city can't be connecting with the borough and to have your say and your what's going on. Thank you very much. I hope I was clear. Boy, that was timely. No credit on this one, is it? No.
You definitely were timely. Anyone else that would like to come forward to address the council? Seeing no one additional come forward, the public hearing is, or the audience participation is now closed. That brings us to council member comments, starting with, I guess we'll start on this end. I'm going to start with Councilmember Best so I don't forget him.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is my last regular city council meeting of this term. I'd like to thank the citizens for the honor to serve them. I'd like to thank the other council members that are seated there tonight and the mayor. And I have full faith in knowing whomever is sitting in this chair come October, that because of the form of government that we hold in the city of Palmer, I know that we are in good hands. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Best. Councilmember Combs.
Thank you. Sometimes it's hard to pick and choose between different things that could be said. But it is that time of year again, so folks, don't be surprised. Once a year, there is special attention given to the local food bank, the Palmer Food Bank. And I am totally aware that we have a food pantry with the Salvation Army as well. And no one is downplaying that. But a lot of different food drives go on during the course of the year, and the food gets divided up between several entities and everything. This particular one started out to honor the individuals who started the original food bank. Please note, the original food bank in the Mat-Su Borough was started in Palmer in a church basement by a former mayor, Henry Gannott, and my mother-in-law, Mary Combs. To help make sure that their shelves are not empty, the last 3 years, I believe it is, we've done just, and it's just a short 10-day push. Now, the city, a lot of people get involved, the schools get involved, the city's gotten involved, the borough's gotten involved, different departments and everything. I always challenge the council. I'm going to bring in a case of food. I challenge each one of you to bring in a case of canned goods or whatever. I actually have a list of what they're looking for. I got to tell you, I was at community development offices today. I had the occasion to go there to make sure that we have the train depot for July 22nd, 2016, Palmer Pride Day. It's already booked, folks. And so they were sitting there and they were planning out their trip to buy the food for this. They're so organized with it. I think any department in the city will be hard-pressed to beat them. They've been gathering money. As the Public Works Department, they've been gathering money from employees for months. They've got coupons, they've got lists. And I said, well, if you're gonna do that, I want pictures of some sort of, you know, make me a statue out of all the food or whatever. So anyway, I urge everybody to take part in that. The roads and construction areas are getting a little bit better around town. Don't come to the north side of town yet, though, for a while. It'll be nice when it's finished or snow comes, one or the other. And other than that, I'll see everybody next Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you, Your Honor. I just wanted to thank Councilman Best for his years of service and best of luck, whether you're sitting at the table or you're on some other end in Denver. I've enjoyed working with you. A couple of things. One, the mayor was unable to attend the marijuana advisory committee for the borough, and as you would pick me as the alternate for the city of Palmer, I attended that meeting last Thursday night. We had a public hearing on conditional uses for and definitions for the marijuana business in the municipality of the borough. And most of it was spent with any changes we made to what the borough had presented to us was just to realign with what the state done. So we wanted to be sure that our definition of marijuana, our definition of manufacturing, our definition of dispensary, all of those things were all of the same as what the state did. And we did remove the part about the dispensary that as it sits right now. And of course this or a resolution that we did work on for the borough, we will have another public hearing on November 5th. I think we did eight amendments. Is that correct? Yeah. And 8 amendments, and those amendments then will be incorporated in the new resolution that will come before us, and so we'll have another public hearing at that time. I think we probably had about a dozen people that testified, and so anyways, that's just to keep you up to date on that. And again, that is for the borough. It's not for the cities. Also, every time I come to City Hall, and I keep forgetting to bring it up, but is there going to be a time when we're going to be doing some pothole filling or something this fall? Because the parking lot in the City Hall has some holes in it. And I know there is going to be some paving on, you know, some of the work that we have had done on the streets, and I don't know if that would be appropriate to see if they could pave City Hall, if we'd have to go to bid for that or what. But anyway, I just wanted to, it's very unpleasant walking out there anyway, and so I brought that to your attention. And then also about the joint meeting, it has been brought up in audience participation. I was just curious what some of the rest of the council members felt, if they felt fine about going to the Menard Center, or if they wanted to give some direction to have the clerk ask for a change or something. I don't really have a feeling one way or the other, so.
Well, I'll just respond to that. We did talk about that during the mayor's meeting, and last meeting we had was at the borough, because that was whenever that was. So then we would do the Menard Center for Wasilla, and the next time it would be at Palmer. We would have it here, so next year we would have it here. So the idea was to have it in each of our venues in each year.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right, Councilmember Carrington, Councilmember Irby.
Thank you, Your Honor. I just want to comment on, I think I'd already mentioned, I wasn't in favor of doing any money involved with the resolution. And I remember being on council for the Valley Hospital transforming, or some of us may have called it mutating, into the Mat-Su Regional. And there was a lot of angst. And I mean, so to me, that's kind of a different situation. Although, you know, we should thank our city manager. He, quiet, unassuming guy that he is, got our attention. But, I'd also commend the clerk for having a public hearing for this other issue. This is a good choice. And there's also striping on the Glen Highway. I've never had to wait so long to get out of my street to get out down here, but not the big construction that someone's been living with for many months, but thanks.
Councilmember Irby.
I just wanted to echo what Councilman Best had to say. My seat's the other one that's on the bubble. But we do have one more meeting. That's a special meeting next week. So, okay.
He'll be back. All right. I wanted to make note of since we're talking about striping on Gulfcana, there's no paint yet. So make sure that we get our crosswalks for Sherrod and Swanson back in place when we do the striping on Gulfcana, if possible. It took a long time to get them in place, and now I don't want to lose them when we do our new striping for a new pavement. Other than that, I certainly do want to see the best for the city of Palmer, the senior center, Salvation Army. And so I believe that we're all trying to work together towards that, but we also have to be aware of how we dispose of public assets. So I'd be happy to talk to anyone that would like to about that. I have nothing additional, and no further business before the council. The meeting is adjourned.